This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Joanna Mattson-Tanberg, the founder of ZV Botanicals, a source of natural CBD healing and immediate relief with no side effects. And Joanna, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
And you're most certainly welcome. Thanks for joining us here today and for your time. So for starters today, what brought you to Ayurveda and as a healing modality and a career? Lead off with that. And those details there, that would be great.
Good question. Well, when I was, I'll be 50 in a few weeks here. So I've been diagnosed when I was 19 years old with Crohn's disease. So back in 1991, I was a student in college in South Georgia and raised in a very conservative, follow the doctor's orders type of upbringing, military, father, grandfathers, things like that, and diagnosed with an autoimmune disease pretty quickly because my dad also had the same disease. So they looked for that when I started having symptoms. When I was diagnosed, I was pretty sick and only got sicker over the next about 15 years. It was a rough battle with lots of pharmaceutical drugs. I ended up having a major surgery when I was in my mid-30s after I had birthed two of my kids, or my two children, and was just not able to really function very well as a mom due to the medications I was taking that were causing so many side effects. I was on prednisone, I was on antidepressants, I was on various forms of immune suppressant drugs, 5 years on chemotherapy, and then eventually we decided that these drugs are literally killing me. I was unable to really go up and down stairs, to lift my babies in and out of the bathtub, to do basic things due to how my body was reacting to the medications, plus the pain and the suffering of having a gastrointestinal disease that was being really aggravated by my immune system being so weak. So I was unable to walk into my kids' kindergarten class or to do a lot of the mothering functions because of my health. When I had finally hit a point where they needed to start removing the diseased part of my intestines for a small bowel resective surgery, I had been through multiple doctors across the country and had kind of kept getting the same answers. You know, it's an unknown cause of this genetic potential disease, and you're going to have it the rest of your life. You're going to end up with bags on your belly, and you're not going to ever use the bathroom normally anymore. And I said, you know, that just doesn't really work. But I'm not really accepting that answer. So after my surgery, I made a pact with myself that I was going to really move outside of what was considered right and normal and look for alternative methods to get well. And at that point, I had been trying since I was 20. It wasn't like a brand new, wow, light bulb came on. It was more that where I had been, which mostly had been in the South, and which is where I'm originally from, I now was out in near Portland, Oregon, and I had more access to newer ideas that I just hadn't been involved with. That brought me down, and I've been teaching yoga for a while. And so I ended up going down to San Diego, meeting a phenomenal few teachers that I studied with, and they introduced me to the sister science of yoga that goes back up to or longer than 10,000 years. And it's considered one of the oldest medical sciences in the world. And it really is the base of how we ended up with the movement practice and the breathing practice of yoga. But Ayurveda actually means the science of life or the wisdom of living. And this has been, it was first a practice that was handed down orally before there was even a written language that we know of in the world. And then originally it was passed down through Sanskrit, through written language. And it teaches us how to live in nature and how we are a part of nature and what foods and herbs and exercises and type of career choices and geographic locations and all these things that influence us physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually to help bring us either in or out of balance. And the first practitioner I met with, and I explained all the issues I'd had and all the drugs I'd taken, and my son was now on the road to a similar diagnosis as a young boy. He was having a lot of health issues since day one of being born, most likely due to the medications I was taking before and when I was pregnant. And because of this Ayurveda practitioner that I met, he changed my life. And it really just opened my whole world up to how much power we have within us to make changes to get well. And everything changed from that minute. I wrote down in a notebook, I'm going to learn everything about this. And over time, I got more healthy than I'd ever been in my life. My son was able to stay healthier, and now he's in his early 20s and has never been on any medications for an incredible amount of health problems he's had and been diagnosed with. And same with my daughter, who had her own issues. And so that then took me back to school, and I started studying, and I'm not done. And I started practicing and offering my counseling services about 10 years ago.
Well, there's no doubt you certainly have gone through a lot physically over the years, and really appreciate your sharing what has worked for you. And a question kind of on the backside of all the details on your journey there with your health and all, and why you chose Ayurveda as a healing modality and a career. Why did you decide to become a cannabis clinician and work with cannabis?
That's a great question. Well, you know, so cannabis had been a part of my life kind of in the closet, to be honest, because of stigma and a lot of what people think about people that, you know, smoke pot or the stoner mentality. But in real effect, I didn't understand why, but it helped my nausea and it helped me eat. And those are two things that I dealt with every day of my life. So in college, you know, of course, a few friends start introducing you to this or that. I'm like, you know, that actually works for me better than any of the other things you guys are doing, getting wasted at night or, you know, popping pills. To me, if I had a couple of puffs, all of a sudden the pain in my stomach, which was 24/7, and all of the I also had a lot of arthritis that came with that, joint pain, you know, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, MS, Parkinson's, lupus, all these different diagnoses from allopathic medicine have a lot of similarities with basically there's a dysfunction, an imbalance going on for some reason in this person's immune system, and the body is going after certain parts, certain systems of the body. And why is that? And we still haven't quite got our head around that from a Western perspective. From an Ayurveda perspective, we can see very clear roadmaps of how someone gets to this place and how to get them out over time and with a lot of patience. So with the cannabis part, I started, you know, I had that going on in the background, and I kept it very quiet because especially with younger children, it's not considered cool to, you know, have a puff of something and raise your children, even though it's totally acceptable to go have a few cocktails. But it was helping me eat so that I could keep my clothes on because I was very underweight. Over time, we start learning about the legalization in California and how it helps Crohn's disease patients. And my mind exploded. I'm like, okay, I need to learn about this because I apparently know something that I don't know what I don't know. And I still didn't believe in the whole curative effect. I'm like, okay, this is just some way of getting, you know, people allowed to smoke pot, which I could care less. I have no judgment about that, obviously. But then I started reading the science, and I started understanding how this plant has been with us forever, for millennia, through all over the world in all types of climates. We have found, you know, mummified seeds and homage to the plant in so many different forms and in so many different cultures and medical traditions that I really started learning. And a friend of mine said, you know, you're going to end up helping someone who's dying of cancer someday because of what you learn about cannabis. And I thought she was crazy. I'm like, okay, I don't know what kind of future you know about, but I'm not sure what that means. Well, 3 months later, my father was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic melanoma in his lungs, lymph nodes, adrenal, stomach, and possibly liver. That wasn't confirmed. And he was nearing 70. He had a very thriving legal practice in the South. And he's a former military man and a former prosecutor. I mean, this is a man kind of in his ways, if you will. And he was told there's really nothing can be done for him because he needs to put his affairs in order. He needs to, you know, say goodbye to his partnership and his family and be done. And I stood there and said, I don't think so. I know something, and we're going to try this. And so because he was not a candidate for anything at Emory Medical, we took matters into our own hands. And I'll write a book about it someday because there's a lot of comedy that went with it. But we were able to quickly find – and I live in a wonderful place in a legal state in Washington, so that makes it a whole lot easier. And I'm very grateful for that. But we were able to really figure out what he needed, what kind of oil we needed to make, how we were going to dose him, and how long it was going to take. You know, this whole protocol that I just kind of winged it. and with my whole family saying, "Don't kill dad." And so it was a very terrifying time in my life. And I had teenage kids watching this whole thing go down, like, "What are you doing?" So I started taking classes and online and reading books and going to medical conferences and meeting doctors from all over the world that were blowing my mind, Eric. It was phenomenal. And my dad's alive 6 years later, and he's cancer-free. And with that, my practice just kind of exploded into, well, Ayurveda is about living naturally and balancing through the proper use of all of these herbs and plants and foods and oils and practices and meditations and mantras. I mean, there's so much involved. It's every level of living to find that peace inside of yourself and also to detoxify and then to build back up and rejuvenate your body and your mind. And that's what we did with my dad. And I mean, he would rather have fried chicken and a scotch, to be honest, but he was suddenly drinking smoothies and eating a quite a bit healthier and dosing up on oil every day. And we had it topical and under his tongue, and we learned, you know, which strains to find and how to do this. And we learned the way that was not the most beautiful and the way I'd mimic again. I've learned so much in these 6 years. It motivated me to continue studying, to continue getting certified in next levels and to find the best doctors to practice with. And now I can see my dad and he's still around, and it's changed a lot of people's lives, including myself.
I bet. And that's absolutely tremendous that your dad, 6 years later, and how he's doing today, that's tremendous. That's all I can say. What inspired you to launch a CBD company? What was the inspiration there? I would say that it's how your dad reacted to all this.
Yeah, you know, that was so during all of this, so before that happened, I was already like a little mixer and a tinkerer in my kitchen. And you know, I mentioned that my son had a lot of health issues and it was real. And I was at the time, his dad, my former husband, was flying all over the world. He's a pilot. So I was home a lot with these two kids and moving. We moved quite a bit, crisscrossing the country and picking everybody up and dogs and grandma and everybody and kind of heading around. And I was constantly, you know, it's really hard to reestablish doctors everywhere you go and suddenly jump in and explain stories. And I was doing things alternatively that were not always agreed upon by the medical community, especially when you're a mom. But I know my kids and I knew what they needed. And lots of times it was just more sleep and good food and less stress, but yet, you know, different diagnoses get thrown all at them by different people. So I was making tinctures and topical salves. My son had severe eczema. He had terrible food allergies. He had very bad asthma. He had Crohn's disease. I mean, all these things were being diagnosed to him since he was 1.5 years old, and now he's a teenager. So I'm making things non-cannabis for my kids and my neighbor and my uncle or whomever. And next thing you know, now my dad's cancer, I'm making stuff for him, and now it has cannabis in it. And I'm, you know, sending him what he needs and mixing these ointments for his skin and this and that. And my kids come to me and say, "Hey, Mom, you know, this is not federally legal. And so you should probably think about doing this in a way that we don't have to come see you wearing orange." And I was like, wow, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just trying to help people that were calling me randomly from all over the country saying, "Hey, I heard this story." So I said, "All right, well, I'm going to just start making these legally and put them in dispensaries and put a label on them and make what I know and put the best team of people together." And then the money thing became an issue. And it's very expensive to get into the cannabis industry unless you have an enormous amount of money. And what I've learned is a lot of these companies, they have the money, but they don't have the research and development behind a product. Well, I put everything into R&D because that's all. I mean, that's just what I was doing for fun, if you will. I'm kind of a nerd that way. So I had all this R&D and all these ingredients and all this product, but I realized to get it into a legal dispensary in one state was going to cost me my house, basically, and I couldn't afford to lose that. So I decided to back down one notch and find, well, what can I make that's easier, that's still very effective, not for everything, and in some cases it's not going to be as effective, but it also helps rise people's minds to open people's minds to the alternatives that are out there without going so beyond their comfort level into a THC product, which can really flip people out if they don't know enough or if they take too much. It can literally make them so uncomfortable they'll never do it again. And so I decided to go with hemp because the more and more I learned about hemp, I went to a hemp conference in Kentucky and it blew my mind. And I met all these amazing people and learned everything about how this country was founded with hemp, and the world has been using hemp everywhere, and it can save the planet on every single level. I mean, from everything petrochemicals make down to pharmaceuticals and in between. And I said, well, shoot, we should just start with that. And so I really just wanted a way to get out the best possible products and to blend them with what I was learning, have learned about Ayurveda and how the properties of these plants all work together synergistically, and cannabis like elevates it to another level. And then when the body ingests it, it turns on these receptors throughout our body, our endocannabinoid system, which is the controlling system for all other systems, including nervous, neurological, digestive, circulatory, reproductive, and most importantly, our immune system. And I just wanted to shout it from the rooftops. So I decided to do something crazy and start a product company.
Well, it certainly is motivational and inspirational, and when you see something that's worked so well for you and others around you, you certainly have gone out there and made it happen, and we really appreciate your joining us here today. We're speaking with Joanna Mattson-Tanberg, the founder of ZV Botanicals, a brand that helps people live their lives better naturally, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, speaking of launching a CBD company, would you do it all over again after all that you've gone through with the challenges that are there in the space to launch a company?
You know, I probably would, because I'm kind of crazy that way. However, I would do things a little differently. I would make sure I had a partner who knows every single thing that they can possibly help me with e-commerce. That was probably my biggest link. And ideally, that partner would have a little bit more money than I did, so we could get things going a little faster. It's hard to compete when you don't quite have that financial. That's been a bootleg project. It's been all my own investment. I've had no partners or investors, except for my partner, husband, Eric. But other than that, it's just been us. And so, yeah, there are days I say, no, I'll never do this again. But I know myself pretty well. I probably would.
Joanna, tell us, what is your intention moving forward with ZV Botanicals at this point?
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's a good question. Well, actually, we're just starting to inch our way to publicly announcing. Well, I guess this will be kind of a public announcement. I don't know what your circulation is, but we are going to be moving into a membership club. You know, I'm a yoga teacher, yoga instructor. I've taught for 15 years, and I typically lead retreats. COVID really changed things for me. And I bring people together from small groups to larger groups, and we just dive in for, you know, a weekend or a week with how to really self-heal using the tools of yoga and Ayurveda and meditation and music and food and herbs and nature and just fun and juicy good stuff. And so we're going to take the company into more of a membership program where members receive auto shipment to their door with personalized products. So my products are very personalized to the individual. You take a little questionnaire when you come to the website, or if you work with me directly in counseling, and we find out, you know, are you full of air, full of heat, or full of a lot of water? And that sounds kind of funny, but that's a very much of an oversimplification. But with that, we are able then to really direct you in what you need to balance yourself. So with this club, we'll have special classes and online videos and offerings and kind of like a wine club and special events, retreats, and what's called the ZV Rebel Experience here at our headquarters in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge of Southwest Washington, which is about an hour east of Portland, Oregon, in the Cascade Mountains. So we're going to be offering some things at our headquarters. We have a little wellness spa here that we've built through COVID, and cannabis plants and beautiful healing plants everywhere, and big dogs and mountains and rivers and a bit of wind, and that's going to be for our members and for special events.
Joanna, really appreciate your visit with us here today on eHealth Radio and sharing us the backstory on ZV Botanicals. If listeners wanted to get more information on ZV Botanicals or to be in touch, where's the best place to do so?
Best place would be Instagram, Facebook, or our website, and they're all Z as in zebra and V as in violin, Botanicals with a B, ZV Botanicals. And the reason for that name is Z stands for Zana, which is a long Sanskrit word for cannabis, and Veda is Sanskrit for the science of the wisdom of. So it's a science of cannabis and blending that with the art of Ayurveda. And follow us on social media.
That is certainly creative with the ZV implementation on the company name. Again, Joanna, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you, Eric. You have a beautiful day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Joanna Mattson-Tanberg, the founder of ZV Botanicals, a source of natural CBD healing and immediate relief with no side effects. And for all the details, visit ZV Botanicals ehealthradionetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.